Okay, Beis Hashem, today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Chala, and we are up to Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel and Dalet continue to discuss the tziruf of two isos, of two doughs that are each independently too small for Afrashas Chala. They're not large enough to be chayiv in Afrashas Chala. So says the Mishnah, Shnei Kavim, a person made two doughs, and each one is one kav, v'kav orezo kav chuma be'emtza, and he has a kav of rice dough in the middle, meaning a dough made with rice flour, or a kav of truma, which is also nachayiv and chala, that's between them, and that's what connects the two doughs, because the halacha is obviously that only chamesh min hadagan are chayiv in chala, and you have two doughs that are each from chamesh min hadagan, but each one is not big enough to be chayiv in chala, and you try to be mitzarif them, you try to combine them by putting a rice dough or a truma dough in between them. Halacha is einar mitzarfim, they do not combine with each other, and therefore you are not chayiv in chala. They are not considered to be connected with each other, meaning a dough that is itself not chayiv and chala cannot be the bridge between two doughs that are of the right min. However, if the dough that you're using as the bridge is something that was chayiv and chala, it's just that you already were mafresh the chala from it, so then that can be mitzdar. If that does work as the bridge, because it was already chayiv and chala once, so it's considered to be the same min. It's like similar to the concept of yatsa motzi, obviously not exactly that concept, but similar to the concept of even though someone who's not mechuyev bedavar is not able to be motzi someone in a chiyev who is mechuyev bedavar, someone who was mechuyev bedavar but has already been yotze the mitzvah can be motzi someone who is mechuyev bedavar and has not yet been yotze the mitzvah. So you have such a similar idea over here, that something that was chayiv and chala, even though you've already been yotze the mitzvah of challah, can work to be mitzarif the two doughs that are chayiv and challah and have not yet been yotze the mitzvah of challah. Mishnah Dalet now continues on this theme about combining two doughs. Kav chadosh v'kav yashan shenashchu zeh b'zeh. Let's say you have one kav of new flour and one kav of old flour from the previous year. Now, generally speaking, dough made with flour from grain of one year is not able to be challah to cover dough that was made with grain of another year. Similar to Trumas Maisos, you know, that'd be mafresh Trumas Maisos from Chadosh al Yashan, nor from Yashan al Chadosh. So what if you have a dough that's Chadosh and a dough that's Yashan, and each one is not large enough for a sheer hafrashas chala? So kav Chadosh v'kav Yashan shenashchu zeh b'zeh, and they bite into each other, meaning these two doughs are connected to each other, Rabbi Shmuel, and now that they're combined together, they would have the proper sheer. It's just that each one on its own, independently, is pachos mikashir. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yitol Menayemtzer. Rabbi Shmuel says, no problem. You can be mafresh challah from right in the middle, where you're going to be taking a little bit of each dough. Meaning what Rabbi Shmuel is telling us, a gevaldik chiddush, that even though you can't be mafresh from one year onto another year, two different years could be mitzarif to equal a shir challah. The Chum Moshim, and the Chum say that you're not allowed to do that. The Chum agree that midar raisi, right? New and you know the chadash and the Yashan couldn't combine and could be mitzarif to a single shir chala, but the Chum were concerned if people would see that that's what you're doing, then they're going to be mafresh men al chadash al hayashan. They might mistakenly think Trumas Maisus also could be hufresh men al chadash al hayashan, and therefore the only thing you can really do is that you have to take chala from two other doughs that are chayiv and chala, one from new grain and one from old grain. Hanot al chala min akav. So now the Mishnah talks about a case where chala was hufresh from a dough that was made with less than the proper amount, and so is it chal at all? Meaning we know that if, let's say, you have a kav, we know you need a kav and a quarter in order to be chayiv and chala. Let's say you have only a kav, so it's definitely pachos mikashir, so it's not chayiv and chala, but you're mafresh chala anyway. So what is the status of that? So an important machlokas. Hanotel chala min akav, Rabbi Akiva omer chala. Rabbi Akiva says it is chala. Whatever you are mafresh does count as challah. Rabbi Kiva agrees that dough made from only a kav of flour is not chayiv in challah, but he holds that since the dough is big enough to become chayiv in challah, we view it as if it was originally chayiv in challah from the time that the first kav was needed. So the challah was that your mafresh is chal, meaning since you later will meaning what Rabbi Kiva is saying over here is the Bar Tanur explains that you are then mashlim the is with an additional dough afterwards that then makes it shir challah. So Rabbi Akiva is saying is enochinami at the moment that you are mafresh challah when it's pachos mikshir, it doesn't count as challah, but lemafreya it will count once you add to that dough and it becomes kashir. Once you add more and it becomes the full shir, then lemafreya it will count as challah. V'chamorim enochallah. Chamorim say no, it will not even count as challah lemafreya, because at the time that the challah was hufresh, the dough didn't have the proper shear. There's no such thing as challah lemafreya. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said in order to make a bridge between two doughs that reach pachos mikashir, you cannot use rice dough or truma dough because it was never had a chiv in challah, but you can use dough that already had challah hufresh from it because at least that once had a chiv in challah. Then in Mishnah Dalet we said that chadash and yashan, if you have two doughs that are each too small, one is chadash, one is yashan, and they're attached to each other. So Rabbi Shmuel says you can take challah from the place where they are attached, from right in the middle, and the chams say you can't. And then we have this important machlokas, which we're going to elaborate on in tomorrow's Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva and the Chum disagree. If let's say you mafresh challah from a dough that's too small, but then later you made the dough bigger, so does that even count as hafreshas challah? Whereas Rabbi Akiva says yes, and the Chum say that no, it does not count as hafreshas challah. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Hey.